I think I have my microphone on now. Perfect. Good morning. My name is Joe Serrano. I am one of the servants here at Stutzmanville Chapel. And I'm honored to be here this morning with you. And you're wondering, why is he wearing a hat? Why is he wearing, carrying a whip, binoculars, a compass? So I can find my way through the journey, the exploration of the greatest book ever. Amen. The Word of God. These are props that I brought so that, but I got to tell you a little bit more about, in a little while, about my past. But first, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I've answered the call, and you have allowed me to be here today. Father, use me as your vessel to deliver this message today. Give me clarity as I glorify you. We thank you for your provisions and for showing us your creation as the beauty we have outside of the fall with the different changes in colors. Every day is different. I elevate the names of those and brothers and sisters that are ill, sick. I ask that you put your healing hand on them and comfort them as they recover from different illnesses. Especially, I ask that I elevate my brothers, Scott and Joe Rivera, that are extremely ill. They were brothers of mine that are need your help. I ask that you continue to encourage our government to promote peace and freedom throughout the world and also in our country. In Jesus' name, amen. The name of this talk is Discovery, Exploration. To dig deeper into studying the Word of God, the Holy Bible. In John 14, 60, excuse me that I got a little bit emotional. A couple of my best friends are very ill, and they need prayers. But and also the other song about God has us in his hands, that got me emotional too. Started crying. Oh. Anyway, John 14, 6. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This gave me a lot of thoughts and inspired me to study and be passionate, to want to know more and everything about what is there to know about God in the Bible. And the Bible, through the Holy Spirit, has helped me learn that. And I'm still learning. I'm not a new Christian, but I don't know at all. I don't know. I'm still learning. I cannot tell you. I cannot quote verses because I don't memorize them, but I can tell you, I can defer the difference between truth and a lie when people are talking to me about the Bible, because I've studied through the Bible. I've gone through it a few times. As I say, this passage inspired me. What is discovery, and how do I discover God, you may ask? Discovery is the act or process of applying the mind in order to acquire knowledge by reading and investigating. The Bible contains information. When you understand it, the information becomes knowledge. And proper application of that knowledge is wisdom. The process of discovery involves hearing, reading, understanding it, and applying it to your daily life. So it's definitely, you know, just like explorers go out there with binoculars, telescopes, and to find the truth, to find different things about history. I was a police officer, as most of you know, for over 28 years in Southern California. And I conducted thousands and thousands and thousands of explorations. And you were wondering, what type of explorations? Investigations throughout my career that helped me discover and find the truth about those that committed the crime and put it together and subsequently go to court and be a witness to what I found, what I discovered that tied them to the crime they had committed. So it's the same thing. Once you learn and you start reading the Bible, you open it, it gives you confidence about what you're doing, what you're talking about. You learn the truth in it. In Mark 12, 30 to 31, I didn't look up the passages in the Bibles, but you can, if you want to take notes, you can make references and look them up later on. It tells us, love the Lord your God with all your heart, that is your emotions. With all your soul, your intent. With all your mind, those could be your concerns. And with all your strength, those are your resources, your ability of helping others. In short, studying God leads us to discovery, and discovery, knowing God, is to know Jesus Christ. And nothing's more important than knowing Him and what He accomplished on that cross. As you know, this studying is accomplished. The Holy Spirit helps us through it to understand it. What we read, what we see, what we hear. Got to give you a little synopsis. Some of you don't know me and ever heard my testimony, but I'm going to give you a little synopsis. I was raised in the church, and I learned as a little boy about creation. Adam and Eve, Noah, and the worldwide flood. I was taught how humanity sinned against God and desperately needs a Savior. I watched movies about biblical stories of God and His people. I learned the Ten Commandments and the Lord's Prayer growing up. As an adult, I married through the church. And I fulfilled those requirements to be married through the church, but no, I had no relationship with Jesus Christ. During 1999, I suffered a crisis of divorce, which subsequently brought me, and I gave my life to the Lord at that time. I answered the altar call. Prior to my transformation, I was spiritually dead at that time. Had a Bible, but never opened it, never read it. Didn't research, didn't have that journey to explore it. Like I mentioned earlier, I had been raised in the church. And I really did not know what a Christian was. I was unfaithful to my marriage commitment. I was hanging out with the wrong group of friends. For my first 35 years, I was a hypocrite to God. I would only attend church on special occasions. So check that box. And I was, with no doubt, disobedient to God. In retrospect, I'm ashamed. But God is forgiving. Thankfully, God is very forgiving despite all the disobedience I have displayed throughout my life. But I know for a fact that life without God has no meaning. My best friend, brother in Christ, came to my rescue at the time. And he helped me with my spiritual growth and transformation. I began to study God's Word, the Holy Bible, then. The Bible clearly points out the Lordship of Jesus Christ. He's the center of everything, creator and sustainer of all things. Everything is by, through, and for Him. He's the image of the visible God, and the fullness of God dwells in Him. He's the head of the church. And who is the church? We are the church. We together. And He is the head of the church, Jesus Christ. He's our Redeemer, the beginning, the firstborn of the dead. Christ is supreme, and we discover that He, not me, is the center of everything. Amen? Christ is supreme, and He, and we discover that, like I said, Christ is King, no doubt. As Christians, we need to study, especially because there's so much to discover about Jesus. And some of you do that already. So this is a repeat if you heard it before. In John 14, 6 through 7, Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you know Him and have seen Him. That's what Jesus Christ told His disciples. In the Bible, I've learned Genesis to Revelation, beginning to end, God tells us about Himself. We learn the truth about Jesus, the incarnation of God. We learn about God's law and how we have broken it. We learn about Christ's death. As sinners, we can repent and believe in Him to be right with God's friendship. We learn how to please God and what's the best for our lives. In studying God, I have matured and I have grown in knowledge, confidence also. And I encourage all of you to study the Bible, because that will help you with knowledge. I also learn about the truth so we can distinguish, some words in English I'm they're hard to pronounce. And even names in the Bible, I have a hard time. It's my accent. I was born in El Salvador with Spanish speaking, my first language. So sometimes I have a hard time. Glad my wife is not here, although she would be pointing out, hey, it's different. It is the very word of God is revelation about him from Genesis to Revelation. We're never done learning. Like I said, I'm learning, still learning. We're never done learning about the great God that we have. If we could learn it all, he would not be sovereign, almighty God. Definitely. We can never learn it all. God's word is alive, and he uses scripture by the power of the Spirit to guide our daily lives. He supplies our every need. I'm going to tell you that this morning when I walked in, as I prepared this in the last couple of days, by the way, as I was asked to deliver the message. And as I walked in this morning, I see this. Our children's program, they're learning about exploration. Psalm 25, 5. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. God is powerful. I didn't know what I was going to talk about this morning. And the children out there are learning about exploration also. It's phenomenal. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us, the Apostle Paul, all scripture is God breathed. Did I say it right? Okay. And is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that every servant of God may be truly equipped for every good work. That's all of you, servants of God. So, 2 Timothy 3:16. And finally, I got to tell you, we study God's word because it is trustworthy. And you wonder, how is it trustworthy? Where there's so many books out there that we can read and we fiction and everything. Well, I got to tell you, I'm not sure how many of you have heard about the Pharisees and the Sadducees. There were two groups of Judaism sects. Did I say it right? Yeah. In Jesus' time, and the third group was the Essenes, another word that I have a hard time pronouncing. The Essenes, there was another group of Jews that were purists and walked the earth. By the time Jesus walked the earth, the priesthood had been corrupted. So the Essenes, the group of the purists at the time, those that stayed true to God's instructions in his Torah, broke away from Jerusalem and left. And they went into the desert, the wilderness, devoting their entire lives to study and copying God's word at a place today called the Qumran Scriptorium. Qumran Scriptorium. So these were scribes, and they would during the Second Temple period between the second and first century BC, the Essenes settled in this remote spot near the Dead Sea. The community likely left Jerusalem, like I mentioned earlier, to escape from what they saw was corruption of the temple and to live a devoted life in the desert. They built a compound. Now there's it's an archaeological site now in the West Bank. They lived there for many years. They were purists. The compound was destroyed by the Romans, but that place, they had a specific room where they would copy word by word, strike by strike, and letter by letter in the perfect position on the page and copy what we know now to be the Dead Sea Scrolls that were found in 1947. And I gotta tell you, till this day, even in the courtrooms, we have, what do they call, Christy? Can you tell me, what is the title of the person that takes the notes?
My job is a
stenographer. That's it. And they take, you know, notes that have to be accurate so that the court can actually, you know, provide those documents for later references. And they store them and, So they have to be extremely accurate. So these Essenes in this community, that was their job. And there, with meticulous attention to detail, the Essenes copied God's Torah, letter for letter, stroke for stroke, each word exactly in every correct position on the page. It was the Essenes at the Quorum Scriptum, Scriptorium, who preserved God's Torah. The scrolls were hidden for 1,900 years in the desert of Israel. Today's Bible translations, the different translations that we have, are made from this manuscripts. The scrolls were found in caves. The nearest cave, through my research, the nearest cave was about 150 yards, about a 1.5 football field, next to the compound. And there were others that were found a mile and a half away. And the scrolls were secure and stored in clay jars. And that's how they were found by the group of shepherds that were attending their sheep. And the sheep scattered and went into the cave, and then that's how they discovered them. But it's phenomenal. So the reason I tell you all of this is because we clearly, unquestionably, we can say that we have preserved the Word of God thanks to the Essenes. There has been no archaeological discovery that contradicts the truth, the validity, and the authenticity of the Bible. God's Word is trustworthy. In the New Testament, you will find four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They are the eyewitnesses of Jesus' life. By studying the Bible from the beginning to end, you learn a lot. Still learning. Every time I read a same passage over and over again, something different. And I also pray that the Holy Spirit helps me understand what I'm reading. You know, I did some research in the last 2 days to talk about this this morning, but I also serve in the prison, and I go deliver messages there for the prisoners that are hungry to learn about our Savior. And I study before I go in there. The only thing that I go in the prison, the only thing I can take is the Holy Bible. No notes, nothing. So I have to study and memorize things before I go in there and tell our brothers there about our Savior. They have Bibles, they know, and some, you know, but I like to go there and encourage them, share the fruit of my learning. And I study by different resources, podcasts, learning from Bible studies, groups here at Stuttmanville. Learn from all of you. Listen to different preachers that deliver excellent messages. In conclusion, in John 14:6, Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me." I am sure that the supernatural discovery awaits for you. If you want to read more about, you know, maybe find something in the Bible that you want to research. Now with technology, you can Google anything, but the Bible will tell you the truth. There's no doubt. You can find a lot of odd things out there on the internet. Just like the day I gave my life to Christ, it was a divine moment in my life. It has changed me. And let me tell you, I'm not an angel. I'm human, and I make mistakes. A lot of mistakes. Still, till this day. If today is a special divine moment for you in your life, and in fact, this very moment is divinely appointed in time for you to give your life to Christ, I would invite you to contact one of our elders. Talk to me, and we will guide you in the right direction. If you're ready to answer the call and give your life to Christ. Because I know that in my house, I serve the Lord, Yahweh. Choose today who you're going to serve. And that's not only for us present here, but those online. I forgot to make reference to the people online. Family members that you're listening to, if you haven't answered the call, friends that you're listening to online, call me. I'll guide you through it. This is an invitation. In conclusion, like I said earlier, yes, I do know why I believe Jesus Christ is Lord. The supernatural words of the supernatural God show me so. The supernatural has shown me the supernatural ways. Let's pray. Father God, creator of everything, I thank you for giving me the courage to speak this morning, to honor you, to glorify you. Guide us to have courage to study and learn more about you, and to have intelligent hearts to learn. Set our minds to imitate you, to serve as Christ served, to continue to have servant hearts, to share the fruits of our knowledge of you, Father, with others. We ask that you provide peace throughout the world and also in our daily lives. I know you are the greatest provider, and you know our needs. Again, I ask you to put your healing hand on those that need comfort and healing. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you.